You know, about a week or so ago, we had a couple of young men here, McCook High School students, and Caden Williamson and Corbin Williams stop in on by our studios and talk about, of course, the Nebraska High School Fishing Finals and their upcoming trip to Grove, Oklahoma, and the National High School Fishing Finals. Well, they need a boat driver. They need actually somebody to drive them then to the Grove and the boat driver, and that is Caden's dad, Adam Williamson, who's on the phone with us. Adam, you're surviving. This is day what now of the fishing trip and for those guys down in Grove, Oklahoma? How many days now?
This would be day five for us. We had 3 days of pre-fish, and then yesterday was the first day of competition, and then today is the second day of competition.
And how are the guys doing after a day or so? I saw some of your posts on here doing a great job in social media and Facebook and posting some. Fish are tough to find, aren't they? The big ones, aren't they?
They are. We're struggling to find much with size. Yesterday we weighed 3 fish for a little over 8 pounds. That put us kind of about 105th out of 394 boats. Put us first in the state. We have a 3-pound lead for everybody here that came as Nebraska as the wild card.
So not too bad. Not too bad at all. Those guys, I'm sure, having a ball, and those minds are working, trying to find out their lures, what baits you would use, stuff like that. And I'm sure they're doing their best trying to find those big fish.
Yes, they are. They're working hard. They're using jigs, which is, in their interview, that's their favorite thing to throw. We've been throwing rock piles on points here. And that's been our most successful that we found so far. We're catching about 25 to 30 fish a day, so we're having fun. We're catching a lot of fish, just looking for bigger.
Yeah, the tiny ones, no, we can't have the tiny ones. Throw them back. We need the large mouths. I mean, 10 pounds. What's the biggest one you've caught so far?
Caden caught one that was about 3.5, and Corbin caught one right below that during pre-fish. And then I think probably just short of 3 pounds is the biggest we've caught yesterday for the tournament.
You're looking for the 10-pound hogs out there, those big ones, aren't you?
Yeah, we're looking for anything, you know, a 5-pounder, 6-pounder, something to really secure our spot in the semifinals. So if we finish top two in Nebraska, tomorrow everything resets, and then we're in the semifinals for the world. So right now we're just trying to hold our own against all the other Nebraska teams, and then it resets tomorrow for another show.
How's the weather holding up down there?
Well, the first 3 days it was in the mid to upper 90s. Yeah. So it's really humid. Today the wind's blowing, it's supposed to be about 90, so it's nice to get out in the morning and get your fishing done.
But by the afternoon, it's really tough to be on that water, that sun beating down on you, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. See, we were boat 381 yesterday, so they go one at a time. So we fished from about 7:30 to 4:30 yesterday, which was a long, hot day. But today they go in reverse order, so we were boat number 3 getting to leave. So we left about 6 o'clock, and we check in at 1:15 for weigh-in.
So over a little bit sooner than what you had the previous day.
That's correct, yep. We had to sit around and wait 2 hours until our boat number was called yesterday, since we were such a high number.
How's that boat driver handling this? How is he holding up? You doing okay?
Yep, I didn't even take one nap yesterday. The first pre-fish day, they caught me taking a nap here or there. But, you know, when it gets serious, I got to try to stay awake.
Well, I bet when you went home, when you went back to where you're staying at, you hit that pillow and you were out, weren't you?
Yes. Corbin was just telling Caden that. Caden laid down at 7 last night and woke up at 3:45 this morning ready to go.
Wow. I'm sure the alarm clocks, all three of you setting alarms, you can't oversleep, can you?
No, if you oversleep, then you're not disqualified, but you're just stuck where you're you lose your boat number, you know. So today we would have really been bad.
I know, Adam, you got a lot of great sponsors that help you back you with funding on a trip like this. It's not a cheap one, is it?
No, it isn't. We're the lake's so big, or when we put in our first drive's about 19 miles up the lake. That's a half a tank of gas one way up this lake, and then we'll stop on shore and fill up with gas. So it's about $200 a day in fuel for the boat that we're driving. So we do really appreciate all the sponsors, because it isn't a cheap trip, that's for sure.
Adam, we appreciate the time. I know you're busy. Thanks for everything, and hopefully we'll cross fingers. Big 9, 10, 11-pound largemouth, come on, get hooked on those babies today.
That's what we're hoping for. I'll keep you in the loop.